USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is facing federal charges for mishandling classified documents, including U.S. nuclear programs, defense, and weapons capabilities. His court appearance is scheduled for Tuesday in Miami. Security measures have been heightened at the federal courthouse, with U.S. Marshals handling his processing, including booking and fingerprinting. The Secret Service will accompany Trump during the proceedings. Senator Lindsey Graham is defending former President Trump against federal charges under the Espionage Act.
Espionage charges are absolutely ridiculous.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the South Carolina Republican insisted Trump is not a spy and never shared top-secret material with the media. Graham also brought up former Secretary of State and 2016 Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. He claimed federal officials destroyed evidence against her instead of investigating. China has been spying on the U.S. from Cuba for years, according to a Biden administration official. The spying facility was already in place and then had been upgraded in 2019. This admission contradicts the administration's previous denial of a reported eavesdropping agreement between the two countries in Cuba, which they deemed inaccurate. A portion of the heavily traveled Interstate 95 in Philadelphia has been closed indefinitely after a segment of the freeway unexpectedly collapsed. The incident took place near Princeton Avenue, as confirmed by Philadelphia Fire Battalion Chief Derek Bomer.
We had heavy fire from a vehicle. We tried to extinguish the fire here. We did upgrade it to a hazmat box because we got reports that it could have been a tanker.
Emergency crews who quickly arrived at the scene managed to extinguish the fire that had ignited beneath an overpass, then spread to the lanes above. West Coast ports, including Seattle, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Oakland, are experiencing labor disruptions. The Pacific Maritime Association, representing port terminals, announced the slowdown, but union officials have disputed it. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Ron DeSantis racks up support in Oklahoma, making a stop at a rally in Tulsa on Saturday.
Conservative policies work, and Oklahoma is an example of that.
The Republican candidate for president earned the endorsement of Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt.
I am officially 100% endorsing Ron DeSantis for president.
It called DeSantis a strong and principled leader who could unwind the disastrous liberal mandates of the Biden administration. During his visit, the Florida governor was also endorsed by a former state congressman and 20 state lawmakers. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The SEC filed lawsuits against major cryptocurrency exchanges, Binance and Coinbase, accusing them of operating as unregistered security exchanges. Binance and its CEO are additionally charged with diverting customer funds. The SEC requested an asset freeze for Binance's U.S. platform, highlighting the ongoing clash between government officials and cryptocurrency proponents over legitimacy. A Southern California physiology teacher is on administrative leave following a controversial anatomy lesson. A secretly recorded video reportedly shows the teacher at El Dorado High School in Placentia discussing sexual pleasure involving different body parts, sex toys, and where to buy them. Several parents believe that lesson was too explicit for the classroom. And the Powerball jackpot continues to grow. No one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Monday's jackpot will be worth $324 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.